This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The MTV Video Music Awards announced some of the artists that will be performing at this year's event. Lil Nas X, Camila Cabello, Lorde, Machine Gun Kelly, and Olivia Rodrigo will perform live on the show, which airs September 12th. Lorde is coming back to sing a tune from her critically acclaimed new record, Solar Power, that dropped last week. Can't wait. I have no life. It's over for Pete Davidson and his girlfriend Phoebe Dynevor. The Saturday Night Live star and the Bridgerton breakout have broken up after 5 months of dating. The former couple were said to have split because of the distance between them. Davidson is based in New York, while Dynevor lives in England, and their busy schedules. Yep, that'll do it. That and your mom living with you. Lady Gaga's hero dog walker, who was shot protecting her beloved dogs, says he now feels abandoned and unsupported, leaving him homeless and begging for money. Ryan Fisher posted, "This is not an easy thing to ask," as he launched a GoFundMe campaign seeking $40,000 to buy a van to drive across the U.S. and help him mentally heal. Where's Gaga? Disneyland is opening a luxurious spa designed by Disney Imagineers next month. Teyana Stone Spa, opening September 16th at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel, is a tranquil escape just steps from the theme parks. The new boutique retreat, inspired by nature and the indigenous cultures of California, will not be cheap. Just like its theme parks. Halle Berry's getting sued by a 39-year-old MMA star. Kat Zingano filed a lawsuit after she was cut from Berry's film Bruised, claiming that she missed a vital UFC fight to star in Berry's directorial debut, only to be cut from the film. The UFC cut her too when she couldn't fight because she was starring in the film. Ain't that a kick in the groin? Nicki Minaj and her husband, Kenneth Petty, have been sued by his alleged rape victim for harassment and intimidation. Jennifer Hoff filed a lawsuit accusing the couple of offering her up to $500,000 to recant her 1994 rape accusation against Petty. Petty's already a registered sex offender. You picked a good one, Nicki. Ugh. Barbara Streisand isn't happy with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's 2018 remake of A Star Is Born. While promoting her new album in Australia, Release Me 2, the 79-year-old blasted the film for its unoriginality. Even though her 1976 version was also a remake of a 1954 movie. Fail. Jay-Z is making a move to open a sports book in New York. The music mogul, 51, has partnered with Michael Rubin's Fanatics to make a bid with the New York State Gaming Commission as it prepares to open up mobile sports betting next year. Per the plan, Jay-Z will serve as vice chairman and be on the board of directors. No hard knocks life for him. Scarlett Johansson has found her follow-up to the lawsuit against Disney that sent Hollywood spinning. The star of Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit has joined the A-list cast of Wes Anderson's latest unnamed project, which includes veterans Adrian Brody, Tilda Swinton, and Bill Murray, as well as newbies Margot Robbie and Tom Hanks. Well, aren't they all just bosom buddies?
Idiot of the Week!
A Georgia grand jury indicted Salento in the shooting death of his cousin, Rooks. The Watch Me Whip Nae Nae rapper has been charged with 4 felony charges, including 1 count of felony murder and gun possession during the commission of a felony. Rooks was shot to death by Salento on January 21st. Idiot! Johnny Depp claims his latest film, Minamata, hasn't opened in U.S. theaters yet because he's being blacklisted by Hollywood over his ongoing legal issues with his ex-wife, Amber Heard. MGM previously set a February 5th release date, but that was later postponed due to the pandemic and now has no new date. Ah, poor crazy Johnny. Twice-divorced TV realtor Christina Hack is dropping hints she's engaged to her new boyfriend because she posted and then quickly deleted a photo showing a ring on her left ring finger. The flipper flop star quickly deleted the pic and replaced it with a similar picture where there's no ring in sight. The couple went public at the beginning of July. Third time's a charm? Sandra Lee's new fiancé, Ben Youssef, is still married and in the midst of an ugly custody battle with his soon-to-be ex-wife. Youssef married real estate broker April Stevenson in 2015 and shares five-year-old twins with her, but their divorce is not yet final. Sandra, honey, I'm actually still married, so our engagement may last a while. Simon Gallup, bassist for The Cure, has quit the band after four decades. The 61-year-old musician said, quote, "With a slightly heavy heart, I am no longer a member of The Cure. Good luck to them all," unquote. Gallup commented that he was just fed up of betrayal with no further explanation. The Cure was formed in 1978. It's enough to make you break your eyeliner.
The Trash Bin.
R. Kelly's trial on racketeering has begun, with the prosecutor calling the R&B singer a predator who uses influence and star power to prey on young women and girls. After decades of accusations of sexual abuse, Kelly was arrested in 2019 on charges relating to child pornography. He faces decades in prison, but still believes he can fly.
The news wrap-up.
Three former Netflix software engineers have been charged in a $3 million insider trading scheme. Google is launching the new budget Pixel 5a phone this week. Comcast and Viacom CBS are launching the Sky Showtime SVOD service in 22 European markets. Facebook has removed 18 million posts with COVID misinformation. Is that just from Florida and Texas?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Free Guy, starring Ryan Reynolds, is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Doja Cat has her first number one album with Planet Her.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
It's Stephen King's Billy Summers for the second week.
Cardi B is publicly supporting and defending her pal and collaborator Lizzo after the singer broke down over mean comments about her weight. The WAP rapper tweeted, quote, "When you stand up for yourself, they claim you're problematic and sensitive. When you don't, they tear you apart until you're crying like this. Whether you're skinny, big, plastic, they're going to always try to put their insecurities on you. Remember, these are nerds looking at the popular table," unquote. Lizzo retweeted Cardi's remarks, and fans also praised the rapper for her kind words. Lizzo and Cardi have released a music video for their latest collaboration, Rumors, and we love the song. Here's Lizzo featuring Cardi B with the song of the week, Rumors.
All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. Him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut them all loose, yeah. Indy ain't no loose lips. Now they all trying to sue me. Psh, I don't give two lips. All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the bamboo, yeah. Focused on this music. My ex-man, he blew it. Last year I thought I would lose it. Reading on the internet. My smoothie cleansing my diet. No, I ain't smashed Drake yet. Spending all your time trying to break a woman down.
The house, it goes worse.
was Lizzo featuring Cardi B with the song of the week, Rumors. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.